Abahluleli bomthethondaba o Supreme Court u Justice Antonia Guava, Justice Chinembiri Bhunu lo Justice Felicitas Chatukuta vathe ukasukuwele ubengasoze aphumelele edaleleni ngoba udaba lwakhe belungelasisindo. Ukasukuwele waphanyeka udaba lolu eSupreme Court kulandela isinqumo seHigh Court esakubeka sobala ukuba wephula iziqondiso zomthetho wokhetho kulandela ukuphanyeka amaphepha akhe eNomination Court ngoNhlangula lalanxa wayesehlale phandle kwelizwe phoso yokwenyanga ezingamashumi amabili 18 months engafiki kwele Zimbabwe. Umnumzana Loveday Mangwana oyebandla leZANU-PF waphanyeka udaba lolu eHigh Court ephikisa ukungena kukasukuwele ukhetho lukamongameli. Unkosikazi Jacqueline Sande omela ukasukuwele utshele intethe lezindaba yeHarare ukuba badane kakhulu ngokwethulwe yiSupreme Court.
Esesikubona lokuthi amadlali wakuthatha ithuba beli ukuthi bagcina abantu bayelulo kambalimanje ekhoukuthi indaba leyiaalaiyae kakhulu sukuthi lonke ngibona ukuthi yimabalenza.
Unkosikazi Sande uthi sebezaphanyeka udaba lolu emthethondaba we-Constitutional Court.
Lokhu akukokukapresident kasuke ekutheni ngokomuntu ngoba isizwe seZimbabwe yiso esile kumuntu lokukhetha.
Uphinde wathi kusobala ukuba ibandla leZANU-PF kalifuni ukuba ukasukuwele ancintise ukhetho oluzayo. Abakubandla leZANU-PF bakuphika lokhu. Kusenjalo ibandla le-CCC seliphanyeke kudayela iSupreme Court udaba lokwalelwa kwamalunga alo alithumi lambili ukuba bencintise kukhetho lwamalunga edale lephalamende koBulawayo. Idale leHigh Court lithethe isinqumo lesizolo kulandela okwaphanyekwa kulelo dale izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezithi kwakungamelanga abantu laba bancintise kukhetho lolu ngoba baphuza ukuphanyeka amaphepha abo e-Nomination Court. Umnumzana Gift Osalusiziba, umsekeli wesikhulumeli sebandla le-CCC uthi ibandla leZANU-PF kalisoze lenelise ukubavimba ukuba bencintise ukhetho olukhulu oluzayo.
Ngenxa yokubana-ke iHigh Court ithe ama-MP ethu emiswe koBulawayo, kodwa-ke sesifayele-ke application yethu-ke eSupreme Court ukubana-ke amakhandidethi evunyelwe ukubana-ke beqhubekele phambili ngokukhankasa, ngenxa yokubana ukhetho lutho ukuthi abantu bevunyelwe ukukhetha umuntu-ke abamfunayo. iZANU-PF izama ukufohla koBulawayo ngendlela engekho esemthethweni, yikho ukubona-ke besebenzise-ke amadali ukubana-ke bemise-ke i-Triple C.
Kodwa umnumzana Mabutho Moyo okudayele iZANU-PF Central Committee uthi ngabalani lo daba lwe-CCC lolu kakasukuwele.
Yikho kuthiwa ngabantu abazikhanzinge ngamafutha abo, bebesazi kabanzi ukuthi ilanga le-nomination linini, kodwa bona bakhetha ukuzithathela isikhathi, bakhetha ukulwa bexabana ngama-candidates. Amabandla aqoqekileyo alungisa, afayela amaphepha on time. So lokhu abakukhulumayo hhayi songabantu nje abazama ukuvika ngomunye, bazikhanzinge ngamafutha abo.
Unkosikazi Bertha Chuma, ingcweti kwezombusazwe oseleva e-University of Zimbabwe uthi ukhanya engani alukhululekanga ukhetho oluzayo.
Ilunga leqembu eliqine kangako lingasekho kwezekhetho kuyademoraliza lakho nomsebenzi wakhe, uyabongasoye ufani nomuntu oncintisayo ekhethweni ekwazi ukuthi kulento azayithola ekucingeni, ngoba ngumuntu osekwazi ukuthi usesebenzela abanye bakhe hhayi ukuzisebenzela yena.
Kudaba olufanayo aqhubekela phambili amalungiselelo okhetho elizweni lonke kulokulwisana kubandla le-CCC eMarondera, lapho kulabantu ababili abathi bazancintisa ukhetho oluzayo lwamalunga edale lephalamende bemele ibandla leli. Umnumzana Caston Mateu lomnumzana Mishek Manyere bathi bakhetha ukuba bemele i-CCC ukhetho oluzayo. Nimele iSithu 7 News eHarare, nginoLozi Ndlovu.